drunk, y'all. I just want that to be a warning issue to the general multitude.
You want to just read one and then I'll read one?
All right, cool.
Okay, so these are this is a collab. Last year, Brandon and I wrote some poems. Basically, you know, you write a sentence and a half, I write a sentence and a half. And they turned out to be
say last year like it was like fucking 8 months ago.
But we're still doing
it.
It
was like a week ago. Right, it's right. Like the 10th of January. Whatever. Anyway, but yeah, no, these are cool. We edited these at Dirty Frank's the other night, and boy, that was fun. And every so often, Frank Sherlock would come and be like, so the thing is... it was pretty good. So the first one, are these in the order that they were written?
More or less.
Yeah, I think so. So the first one's called Correspondence. I type poet in an email, and Google tries to sell me poet lessons. They are taking all my letters, and they read them. Spool them around some headquarters. Parking meters, I wrote my uncle last, are a product of your generation. Parking meters, he wrote back. What are those? He wrote those words on paper, sent them through the mail. My next letter began, Dear Uncle Luddite, okay, I thought about it. And I will join your paper airplane factory under one condition. No contracts, and you can't fire me. Dear Spacebook, it is 2:50 p.m. I own the shirt on my back. Dear MyFace, fuck till 7, and I've got 1,800 friends, so why are my hands shaking? I should know better.
Algebra in search of a large stick. There's a giant pinata abroad in Washington, full of chocolate, guarded round the clock by security. Some kind of promotion. I have no idea for what. They put all their energy into the medium, big pinata medium. Forgot the message. I remember being beaten for no reason, head split open on the asphalt. I remember 38 wars, but only one real insurrection. And now word's leaking that my money's worth peanuts. Not even. Whatever. One economy plus 38 wars equal 39 made-up things that kill people. One loves running up the score, it seems, but one never knows what team one is on. Now does one.
Fits all. A sword and a lot of salt. There's your fucking diplomacy. I look forward to a productive and rewarding association during the term of this appointment. Sincerely, this appointment. I look forward. Productive. Rewarding. Sincerely, the first shoe thrown at the president. But the second shoe thrown at the president, because the man wished so hard, came true. That is, he left with something to wear. His wife made a necklace of shoes and placed it around the neck of a tree and whispered, I am screaming at you, Mr. President.
No frontsies, no backsies. You wanted to read this one, didn't you?
No, it's fine.
I am Walter Mercado's tailor, and my ass is made of gold. Come sniff at its horizon. At the top of the hour, at the bottom as well, spack me with a hammer. My ass is a bell. The parishioners come a-running, clad in trash bags. The poor bastards worship the grandeur of my work. The poor bastards worship the poop on my stoop. What do I charge? What do I charge to let you scoop up my poop? I charge nothing, because you may not scoop it. You may not. I will. I will use my solid gold shovel, and you will watch, and by watching, pay for it.
This is almost terrorism. This is so great. This poem is called, this poem is called Dog My Cats, I Dassent Disremember. No greater insult than, not this year, she thinks. Posing before the fire hydrant, she's decided, is a mirror. It cracks when she sings, and she thinks it's all over. But kids splash around in it, and the kids, being kids, are by definition beginning. Oh shit, she thinks, it's just beginning, which is proof it's okay to cry and write a book about it. The name of her book would be The Ballad of Oprah's Ballad About Cry Writing, an American long poem with 7 illustrations, and every illustration the same thing, a red fire truck glazed with butter beside the white children. 5 stars.
Oh, that's Yingling. Yingling. Tonight I'm going to the Locust Bar. I'm going to try to fuck a beer. Drink some ladies. I'm going to eat a few cigarettes and smoke peanuts while the ball game watches me. I'm going to trade you for Barry Bonds. I'm going to trade Barry Bonds for his muscle meds and a book of stamps. Listen, hasn't anyone ever anything? Hasn't nothing sometimes what? Why aren't everyone a place? Sit still, goddammit, sit still. Narby's always blocking out the juke beer.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? However, we come quite to the precipice, quite the messy mess, Victorian. Where in the milks the milky loquaciousness I bet my mother's milk on, that shit is gone. My sole inheritance, this advice, beware black rats and white mice, beware brownstones with bay windows, tracks, carnivorous plants, asps and asthmats full of candy, rush on the radio, huddling masses, fingers the hungers I can't let you go.
Epic nothingness. Why are so many Buddhist assholes? They're recruiting. All life is suffering, the answer? Buddhism. So up to suffer and watch the creed spread. It's what's for supper. A pampered poet picks up his chopsticks. A poet and pampers chopsticks. Poet, what are you doing? Making pencils. I am making pencils that are stilts to stand on as you walk away from me, as you recede into another of my amusing tropes. Amuse, which the poet does not believe in. The poet's amusing the shit out of me.
Cowboys, don't let your babies grow up to be mamas. When I die, I will ask who robbed the register. My first question will go unanswered. My second question, a refrain I hope rots the core of another prayer, the moment I learned that one could, if one wanted, laugh a priest into shame, that opened it all up, and then it passes. Another chapter in the universal Bible of human misery. It sold thousands of copies the first year. Brilliant reviews, but almost nobody read it. You can find it in any used bookstore. $2.95, mass market paperback, heavily underlined, marginalia. That's the last one, right?
This is the last one. 6 more weeks of winter. Sorry. 6 more weeks of winter. 217 antique clocks made of bakelite. A different time on every one. If you add up all the times you get a clock merchant's memoir, at the stroke of none, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening. Your soul can be as collective as it wants. My light will not shine down. Never. Nevertheless, I just bought a glow-in-the-dark watch that I really love. Walt Whitman's cocks on the nose of noon. I mean midnight. I'm an hourglass. I'm a sundial. I'm Punxsutawney Phil. I am I, because if I weren't, who would keep the clocks wound? Thanks, everybody.